Thank you, D. Kirby. Here we go.
Any special plans for beginning the week?
I kind of thought maybe it'd be nice if we begin with music of some sort.
Now, that's what I call a real bright idea for Monday.
You know how Mondays are, Rosie. Who's going to grab the bull by the horn here?
I'm all ready.
Well, grab it.
It's the most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native born Californian would say, it's the most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky. Not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring. It's the most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people. And a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people. And the feeling of spring makes your heart want to sing. It's the most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's the most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day.
Ah, that was slick, Rosemary.
Ken, you're a nice fellow to butter me up like that.
No, I really mean it.
Then I guess I should rest on my laurels, huh?
Sure.
I wonder if I can persuade Mr. Crosby to move in here and take charge.
Be very happy to take over, Rosemary. Incidentally, I enjoyed your song very much.
Oh, I tell you, between you and Ken, you're just going to spoil me.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, such a garden of Eden, that's what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, now, bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans. Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to throw you into a coma when those orchestras play. Again I see a peacherino dance, so you know what I mean. Oh, she shakes a tambourino, so the Cajuns say, down yonder in New Orleans, mid the land of dreamy scenes, such a garden of Eden, oh, what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, look out, give your lady fair a little smile. Oh, now, bet your life you're gonna linger there a little while. They got angels here on earth wearing little blue jeans down yonder in New Orleans.
The Wrigley people have their trademark on the next words in music for your enjoyment. Listen well now.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for this beer, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Well, the equipment's yours. Take the mic, Rosie.
Might just do that, Bing.
Lately when I'm in my room all by myself, in the solitary gloom I call to myself. Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud, though he won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday he'll come to you. Better forget him, him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice? I hand you like a mother. Not seeing things too clear. Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Bing, every once in a while you and Ken engage in conversation, you know, about how you have to wait for women to get dressed, how slow they are in getting dressed for a party and all that.
Well, you kids do linger, you know. You dally a little, there's no doubt about it. Seems to me strange that a man can get dressed to the teeth in no time at all and a woman. Takes forever.
You men just don't appreciate what we go through for you, that's all.
Well, we go through a lot too, Rosie. Terrible, nervous strain waiting for someone. You know, there's nothing that makes a man more nervous than waiting, waiting, waiting.
Sit down, relax, forget about it.
Can't make it, I steam. You girls just gotta speed it up now, come on.
Even in this speedy age, boys, it's impossible. Do you realize the time that we have to spend on our hair, our eyelashes, our face, lips? Oh, just an endless amount of things. We can't be speedy or sloppy about it. It looks that way then, and we have to groom ourselves properly and select the right dress and accessories. It takes time.
Well, how about this? How about starting out a little early, huh? Maybe that'd help. Did you ever think of that?
It's too simple, Bing. You know, if you're going to go out in the evening, girls start about, 5 o'clock in the morning to get ready.
We have other things to do, you know, and we do start early, but we just have so many things to do. and have to go through so much that you men should appreciate it.
Get her.
Even if we are a little late leaving for a party or the theater or whatever. You know, Pat?
However, I refuse to abandon my position. I say speed it up, girl.
Me too.
And remember, all these extra things that we do to beautify ourselves and all this time it takes, we do to please you men.
Oh, is that right?
So?
That's right.
You mean to say you don't go to all this trouble to doll yourselves up to impress other women, perchance?
Well, yes. We do buy new dresses and fix ourselves up to sort of show off for other women, of course.
And getting back to pleasing us men, I wonder maybe if you don't put on all these lovely clothes and stylish makeup and fancy hairdos to maybe to please yourselves, huh, girls?
Yes, we do dress to please ourselves, sure.
Now it's coming out. That's who you want to please. That's more like it.
But the point is, women fix themselves up all pretty to please themselves, other women, and men.
Oh, I see you do it to please yourselves, other women, and men.
In that order.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not put it down in any particular order, huh? We do it and it works out great for all concerned.
Maybe so.
Another thing, we girls try to please everybody, and now I want to ask a question.
What?
Can you men say the same thing?
Well, what do you say to that, Bing?
No comment for the moment.
No.
Tell you what, Ken, let's be modest about this and admit that we're heels, huh?
Yeah, we've been asking too much for the girls to be ready on time, maybe.
Sure, the ladies try to please everybody. But do we men try to do that?
Oh, definitely not.
And with that abject admission of guilt, friends, we turn penitently to music.
And talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you're smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before. Before and loved before, but who knows where or when?
I wish we had a spotlight. We'd hit him with some amber, straw, baby pink. Huh?
Yeah, maybe we should get a spotlight.
Studio's too small. I'm afraid a hot spot might blister the keys. You're on, bud.
Thank you.
I have a real good hunk of advice now, if we may, friends.
And that advice is don't worry about tomorrow.
Well, while you're at it, don't worry about today either.
And of course, yesterday, that's just out of the question.
Gone. The main thing is don't worry about tomorrow.
For each day, you'll find somehow everything turns out okay.
Just wear a great big smile and sing a happy song. For no matter what tomorrow brings, we'll always get along. Now don't you worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Be thankful for today. Sing a happy song.
For no matter what tomorrow brings,
we'll always get along.
Now don't you worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful.
Well, that's practically everything we had on the boards for today, but we're going to be back tomorrow loaded. Just loaded. See you then.
Thank you very much.
Not all of the interesting information about a news event is front page copy. It is the focus of attention, however, for Charles Collingwood and his weekday dimension feature, Sidelights. Another dimension feature that concentrates on stories behind the headlines is Observations USA. For fascinating studies of people and places in and around the news, hear Sidelights and Observations USA over this CBS Radio Network station weekdays.